E-Tail Echo presents Feeling Warm by Narf. With Ron and Hermione gone, Harry regrets he didn't join them. A break from everything had sounded rather nice to him in the beginning, but now that he was one of the only few students who had stayed at Hogwarts over the Christmas holidays, he had begun to feel lonely. He should have joined his friends on their trip to Australia. That would have been much more of a break than staying in a desolate castle, with the bonus that there'd still be someone he could go to when memories of last year washed over him. Letting out a big, loud sigh, Harry decided to go to bed early. He felt rather sorry for himself tonight, and he knew it wouldn't get any better. The only eighth year who had stayed at Hogwarts with Harry vanished in the morning, and Harry had no idea where Malfoy had got himself to. That meant he couldn't even annoy Malfoy like he had done the last few days, or weeks. Most of the school year, including rebuilding Hogwarts if he had to be true to himself. But Malfoy didn't seem to mind. Getting up, Harry dragged himself upstairs to go to the boys' dorm, with the plan to instantly throw himself onto his bed. But his plan was cancelled the second he stepped foot inside the room. "When did you come back?" Harry asked, stunned by the fact that Malfoy had managed to sneak past him.
"About 2 hours ago. You weren't there, and I was freezing, so I decided to just cover myself in as many blankets as I could find. You can have yours back."
Malfoy peeked warily at him from his bed, looking as if he'd rather die than give up one of the many blankets he was currently hogging. Shaking his head, Harry started to grin.
"I have a better idea."
Bracing himself, he got ready to jump.
"What? Ugh! Potter, you brute! Get off me!"
Laughing, Harry rolled off Malfoy and started to unravel the cocoon Malfoy had built himself before he slipped into bed next to Malfoy and sealed the blankets shut again.
"I told you you'd regret not going with Granger and Weasley."
Placing his head on Malfoy's shoulder, Harry yawned before he threw his glasses somewhere next to him.
"I do. But this is just as nice as being with them, so..."
Harry shrugged.
"You're ridiculous, Potter,"
Malfoy huffed fondly. Grinning, Harry threw his arm around Malfoy and made himself comfortable.
"I know. Tell me something new."
Maybe it wasn't that bad that he hadn't joined Ron and Hermione. How could it, when he fell asleep with soft fingers combing through his hair, and the feeling of warmness spreading through his body that he couldn't blame entirely on the 8 blankets piled on top of him?
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this reading and would like to stay up to date for other chapters and stories from E.T.L. Echo, you can follow us on TikTok, Tumblr, Twitter, Instagram, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts at etl.echo.audiobooks. E.T.L. Echo, echoing tales of enemies to lovers.